this morning we're hosting two youngsters from Sri Aurobindo Ashram, or actually Sri Aurobindo International Educational Center, Pondicherry, Priyanka and Vinay.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
For you two, I think it's quite a big day on Wednesday.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Because performance interlude in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is that all about?
So it was actually an idea that we had around 2 months ago, and we wanted to put up a production which was exploring and more of an experimentation than any particular idea.
Mm-hmm.
So using different effects of lights and sound and visual effects. So using that experimentation as our source, we kind of brought out a story.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is basically of five dreamers who explore and...
Yes, they... well, they just go into this dream world and have a series of experiences, and
mm-hmm.
because there are lights and visuals, and it's more of an immersive experience. It's also as though everybody there, you know, participating to this experience is also going on this journey.
These five dreamers are five dancers.
The five dancers.
Or four dancers and
five dancers.
Five dancers.
Five dancers.
And yeah.
You both, and all six of you, were studying in ashram school, right?
Yes.
All your life, all the schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that because also the vocabulary and the way it's presented on the poster, it's an experience or let's say expression of what you have been taught.
Exactly.
And, the Sri Aurobindo thoughts and the mother's vision and all these things. Yeah.
That's
and to talk about
there.
The light.
Yeah, everything that we do. Yes.
You are choreographer, right?
Yes.
And dancer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the other girls dancing with you?
So Pooja and Anvesha, they are both, they have a background in Odissi.
Mm-hmm.
And the two boys, Surya and Deepo, they...
Ah, these are boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Two girls. There's three of us, three girls and two boys, and Vinay. So
it's three.
Yeah,
but I'm not dancing.
Yes, but he's on the team. Yeah.
But I was checking your webpage, your site, and I saw actually, and I think I can expect original score.
No. So no. The playback is by an artist called Roan.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken, all the tracks are by him, so that we maintain a certain fluidity in the entire
and
performance.
Yeah, a certain sense of homogeneity while
still
having enough variety. Yeah.
And we found in his music a huge variety and an expression, not of a song, but a sort of a... it's more of... How do you say?
Flexibility?
No, there is a sort of an idea that is brought out properly. It's not. It's not about a song. It's not about a chorus. It's not about beats and everything. There is expression and there's variety within each piece itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought of certain things with every piece, and it brought out something in our heads while listening to them.
Yeah, so it somehow resonates with the whole team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
because, yeah.
Who is that person?
Roan.
Roan.
He is a French artist.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And,
okay.
Less known, but he's...
There's so much
of
music on the
podcast. Yes, exactly.
So okay, that was that's the background of the dance and all the expressions, but you are adding the visual effects, right?
Yes.
So somehow not really conventional stuff. So the bubbles connected with the music.
Yeah. So we for every piece we had an idea. We thought of setting a theme, and the visuals kind of add an element which normally you don't get with dances. It puts you in an atmosphere. That because projections are large scale, you can actually be immersed in them, and it gives you a feeling of what we want to express. And along with that, we tried out effects with lights to again with colors, because colors make a huge impact on how the effect
perceive or
yeah exactly
there is no art really without light. So,
yeah.
And yes, we've tried out different things, explored different effects to enhance the whole experience. That's really what Vina is interested in. So that's what we've explored. Yes.
Cool. So I think it's gonna be the performance of the summer, definitely, if not of the year. I mean, like, more I'm looking at it, it's like, wow, it's not just some poster in the corner of board, you know, but it's gonna be kind of big, no?
Hopefully.
It's big for us.
Yes, extremely big for us.
Okay, it's our first independent production. Yeah. And
Out of the school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is your graduating piece? No.
No, we graduated last October.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an original piece.
Yes. Mm. And before we kind of go into our own studies and own lines, we were thinking of just putting up a production. And it came out like that only. Mm. More of an idea and just went from
feeling
there.
Our way around, and this is what came out of it.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it. But the productions you did within the school, because you said that was only, it was not public things.
In the sense, it was public, but it wasn't, it was within the Ashram Theatre and the Ashram school auditorium.
So how do you feel? I mean, that's a kind of a step, no?
Because it's a huge step for us.
No, it's going to be, okay, there's not too much people, but still whoever is here is going to be there, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge step for us. And we're kind of excited and nervous.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, throughout our school days, everything that we've done, we've really gotten a lot of support from the school. And they've really helped us in a very big way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we're really... Of course, the team here has been extremely helpful and supportive.
Bharat Nivas team?
Yes, extremely. Absolutely.
You're working with Jo and who else?
Actually, Tapas, mainly. She invited us and she's been really supportive and helpful.
Okay,
and of course,
so that it was your idea to come to Bharat Nivas to Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, or Tapa suggested it, or you had an idea to put it to stage it somewhere else?
So originally we wanted to do it in Bharat Nivas,
but
unfortunately there was some audio acoustic work that was supposed to happen, and thus we decided to do it in Kripa.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of this month we kind of.
Since it was not going to happen right away, they had
offered to
push off the work
and give us an opportunity to.
It's better about Nivas. Yeah. The stage is more defined.
Yeah. And it's also a lot more conducive to what we're trying to do.
Because it brings the audience closer to the dancers and the whole.
Mm. Yeah, and it's got a wonderful setup for.
Yeah.
You know, technically.
Yeah. And it's good.
You got two more days, no? To be nervous.
Yes.
Tell me how it was to be raised up in ashram schools. You went to the primary school, or maybe the kindergarten or primary school, and the high school, no?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we have the college level as well.
Mm.
And for me, it was something else, because I was allowed to explore whatever I wanted to do, and the infrastructure was provided for anything, and. They were open to giving us space and equipment and everything that is available to them.
You had all the gadgets and applications and stuff?
Yes. We have the whole school equipment to use, the audio equipment, the light equipment, and even the studio. And using all that, we kind of learned they're incredible teachers there, and who have built things from the base up all the way. And They know the entire system there, and they can explain it so well that you understand the technology, and thus you can know how to use it properly and not in the...
So how come we don't have people working with us for Marshall?
Well, we hope that will happen.
Yes.
More and more. And not just that, they've always shared their experience in the field with us, all the knowledge that they've gathered. We've also always encouraged us to, you know, our own in our own explorations.
Yeah, because the you're supposed to know the mission of your soul, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somehow, as far as I know, the aim of integral education is the teacher and the person should know the mission of. So you know your missions already.
Not quite, unfortunately.
Figuring it out.
Still searching.
I think he's quite somewhere. What about you? Dancing.
Dancing. Yes, definitely dancing.
Art.
Mainly art. Writing too. And yes.
And how did you end up in ashram school?
My family, since my grandparents have been there, so
they're connected three generations. With ashram.
Yeah, my grandma studied also at the ashram school, and my mother and now me.
It's any of your family Aurovillian?
No, but my mother was born here.
In Aurovillian?
Yeah.
My aunt is Aurovillian, Jyoti Khare.
Oh.
So my grandparents were also from, who came to Pondicherry, and from there we stayed in Pondicherry.
For ashram?
For ashram, yeah.
So you are like on a special path. For
this
some
is
of us who came lately,
very special.
Yeah.
When you interact with so-called normal people, people from outside, how does it feel? Because you have insight, you have a perception which is probably broader, wider than maybe somebody else from some other school, the youngsters, or you feel any restrictions also maybe somehow, or...
Sometimes I feel there's definitely a disconnect because there's like almost the whole of our context of everything that we've done, our education, our outlook to life is completely different. And sometimes there's definitely a disconnect. And it's something that cannot be explained or relayed through words. It's just something that we've grown up in. But also at times you really find an opening in people who haven't had this kind of initiation at all. And when that happens, I think it's, you can really interact at a different level. And in a way, it's even more special because they haven't had this and still they do connect to you and they're very open to these ideas.
Many of the brilliant, especially the new ones, are probably envy you guys because you grew up in that, you know. You wanted to add something?
It's more, I mean, in the sense that when we interact with each other on a daily basis or something, there's not much of a difference in the normal interactions. But it's more about the way we approach things, at least in the sense of life, I think. It's not very different. It's just that I'm not sure even, but it's just perhaps that... we look at things sometimes a bit differently, in the sense, I don't know how to express it really, but...
It definitely is far from ideal, given where we're coming from. But yes, there is somewhere an underlying outlook to life, which is different.
I don't know, if I go in Pondi and I see you guys, most of you, your students are in shorts and t-shirt and the girls have turban on the head, you know, it's like you feel the difference. You know, it's striking, no?
Yes.
Versus the rest of the Pondi. And also that area around ashram has its own atmosphere.
Yeah.
Which is really different if you like cross somewhere a little bit out and it's all of a sudden something else, no?
But we find a very different atmosphere in Auroville as well.
It's different.
I mean, different from the rest of Pondicherry,
in
the town. The moment we come here,
it's so nice here.
It's just a little bit more greener, no?
Well, definitely that, but there's also something else.
What are you gonna do after? I mean, like, you're in the beginning of your adult life, yeah?
Yes.
So I'm actually going to pursue my master's in Barcelona. Whoa. So it's a master's in advanced interactions. So it's basically the integration of art and technology,
mm-hmm.
and using art, using technology to create art, and having the public actually interact with the art and make it dynamic. And you have inputs, technological inputs that control the art, which is in a digital form.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of personalize, or you can change how the art is perceived for each person. And
how we can do that?
Because the art is itself dynamic. So yes. Because with projections, let's say, you can actually change it in real time, whereas traditional art has been fixed. It's once it's painted, it's done.
Oh, you mean the paintings or sculptures? Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And whereas being digital, you have the capacity of changing it immediately, and you can the public has control over the art, mm-hmm. in some sense. You give it a particular platform, but they have the control to change and tweak parameters to get it to something that's interesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, it's also playful. You also have an amount of back and forth between the art piece and how you control it, and seeing all the variations just from the basic backbone to what all the possibilities are.
And it's also interactive, no? So that's
yeah.
It's the spectator is also partially
creating the art.
The creator.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. And it's a play between the computer and the art and the public and the person viewing the art.
And I think you will also add sound to that, right?
Yes. So it's a exploring in multiple medias.
Mm-hmm.
So using sound, visuals, even 3D models, and anything that can be actually made into art.
You can expect magic, no?
Yes. It is magic.
What about you, Priyanka?
I just love to dance, performing arts, also mm-hmm. theater. So I just am hopping from project to project and just exploring my way. No long-term plans, just...
You are, what, 19, 20, right?
21, yes.
So it's like, it's still defining time, yeah?
Yes, just a period of exploration.
You're not going to study somewhere to
Not right away, anyway. No. I just want to explore first. No. Cool. Well, just a little bit about the other dancers, maybe. All of us love to dance, and since at our school, we've always had the opportunity to pursue it, both in terms of regular classes and also because there are constantly performances within school. We've mm-hmm. all had the opportunity.
You have your own theater, right?
Yes.
And Hall also of Light or something.
Yeah, also a stage at the school as well as the Hall of Harmony.
Mm.
But yeah, everybody has their own interests. So Anvesha is going to pursue an MBA after this.
Mm-hmm.
And Pooja, parallel to dancing, is probably going to do German.
Hmm.
She's going to learn German. And Debo is interested in physical education.
Like a sport and okay.
Getting into sports training. And Surya is probably also just going to dance and explore. So, yes.
Dance away.
So, while we all have different interests, so we wanted to do this together before.
You were all in the same class?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we've been together more than
a decade. 5 or 6
yeah.
years, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cut, no? When you're supposed to be grown up and really
yeah.
know what you want to do.
Yes.
It's a big difference.
But I still found out that study usually can be that abort time. You add another 6 to 8 years sometimes
mm-hmm.
to explore what you really want, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think as she was mentioning, Dibbo is getting to physical education.
Mm-hmm.
You can perhaps talk about how physical education in the ashram has actually helped you to...
Yes, of course. It's
the physical education, for our listeners, we have to note that integral education, it is a little bit different to maybe other experimental ways of learning and teaching. But in that aspect, mother also clearly said the physical education, it's a must in the afternoon for everybody, because if you manage to discipline your body, you can also discipline your brain, no?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did it help you?
Well, in every way, really. I mean, it's other than training the body and in terms of strength and flexibility and stamina and persistence, it also introduces a form of discipline, training your body to pursue. And because we have such a variety, we do everything from athletics to games to swimming to gymnastics. And that has made our body very adaptable, and so in turn also the mind to a certain extent. And
sport classes also in the evening.
Yes,
in the evening,
every day,
late
indeed.
Afternoon.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm. And also for the grown-ups, no?
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody recently told me that also the ashrama is supposed to be
attending
the sport.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Everybody, yeah. Unless they're physically not capable. Everyone does something.
So
and that's really what's wonderful, because you have 80-year-olds so independent, cycling by themselves, going to work every day. It's really wonderful. So
and
it's
yeah, and it's no longer about the performance. It's more about being conscious and getting yourself to be in the perfect way of doing every item, every sport. It's
and even down to ideally every action in life, to just do it consciously.
I think it affects. I mean, it's going back and forth, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to add?
No, it's also that a lot of the teachers in the school also do coach in the physical education. And you see a structure in both.
Mm-hmm.
You see that there's a sort of a structure in how you work in the education system, and you build base by base. It's no longer about just gathering information. It's about how you think and how you are adapting to any information that is provided.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way in the physical education. It's not about performing your best. It's not about it's not the numbers that actually matter. It's about you giving your full attention, and it's about building your body to a point where you can do anything.
Hmm.
And that has
almost no not
yeah,
I mean, it's conditioned by probably certain things. I cannot do the flip or double
yeah.
flip back, you know, come on.
Yes, but everybody does what they can within their capacity and always looking to progress.
Growing up in ashram, did you miss anything?
I don't think so.
No.
Did you ever feel bored?
No.
No.
It's always so much going on.
And because of the fact that you can do anything that you want, I mean, if you want to...
You can't do anything you want?
Because in the sense that you're not limited to just what the school offers you.
Yes.
You can actually go out of your way, ask a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, I'm interested in this subject. I would like you to help me out a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be very willing and, in fact, more encouraging to spend their out-of-class hours to kind of help you out and guide you in whatever you are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, apart from the class hours that are in the morning and the group, I mean, the physical education in the evening, you have some hours where you can spend time doing whatever you want with the teachers in the school. And the infrastructure is there. It's just waiting for you
to use it.
Yeah.
What about those? Because we are not all the same. I mean, I'm looking at our kids. What about those who are not so keen to be experimental or not so... we are different. Some really need more structure and need somebody to push them all the time.
So
I believe that you have some of those students as well, right?
So,
yes.
Yeah, so actually in our 10th standard, we have a choice to either choose a free system, mm-hmm. or a fixed system.
Uh-huh.
So the free system is where you can actually make your own timetable. You choose your teachers, you choose what subjects, given a framework of particular subjects that you have to do and till the 12th. But you have the choice to choose who you want to study with and what you want to kind of study. But in the fixed, you have a particular timetable set out for you for those who don't...
They don't know yet.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. Who are still understanding and figuring out for themselves.
Some people are shy, or maybe, you know, like, we're different, no?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we are totally different.
Yes. So, in the current setup, I think there is a possibility for everybody to make the best of what they have.
And
the other thing I think that's really special is that even in college, there is no restriction as to how many subjects or what kind of subjects we have to take. It's all because it's often, otherwise, almost everywhere else, it is about specializing, which also entails some kind of narrowing, because if you want to go in depth into something, you leave out other things. But here, like, in college, we could do mathematics and languages and art and music and do all of that together, which is always widening, exploring, not having to limit.
It's only then you have to be really good, no? To have a good schedule and lots of energy to do that, no?
Lots of energy, yes.
And a lot of teachers are people who have already studied in the ashram. So they have also already done this whole widening. And so they also know how to integrate the things, it's not separate subjects after a point. It's also about how they are coming together, how certain things in a particular subject can actually help you work in a different subject as well. And that link being brought in is something that makes a huge difference.
As far as I know, only math is a self-standing science. The rest is all interconnected, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yes, and also because we read Sri Aurobindo and the mother's books, there's always also somewhere everything links to that. Everything comes back to that. And you see how there are moments when, I mean, you have a mathematics class and then you read a book and then maybe you have a philosophy class and everything just, you know, there's just synapses all over the place. And that's when it's really made sense to you. Not just that you've gathered some amount of information, you've really...
It's the patterns which are following from the cell to the universe, no? Somehow.
Yes. Like... Yeah, yeah. It's all...
Cool.
Yes.
Really cool. To you?
A mother in every way. Really...
Someone just guiding us all the time.
Well, and often it is, I think, like your relationship to your mother. I mean, sometimes you don't listen and sometimes you go astray.
But that's the way of growing up. Now you have to. You have to build it yourself. Yes. If you don't,
but there's always that to come back to. Always that insight guiding you.
Ashram school is also a boarding school, right?
Yes. For there is that possibility.
There is a possibility for
you two were in boarding school.
No, at home.
No,
at home.
We lived at home.
Okay, so it was not so really disconnected with the family. Yeah?
No.
No.
You are also, the families are from Tamil Nadu?
No.
No. So the family move here in ashram?
Yeah.
For the mother, for Sri Aurobindo?
Yes.
Yes.
And you're benefiting the education?
Yes.
Is there any in your, amongst you guys, not only those six of you who will have a grace to see on Wednesday, but in the whole class or maybe in the school, is there somebody who is like, really so awakened that it's going further in spiritual path?
I don't think we'd be able to gauge that from a person from outside. It's more for everybody for their own, on their own, who can
decide the course of their path.
I think she said realized being, no? Or Shurabindo, somebody said realized being. Or in some other terms, they would say guru or a prophet, maybe.
No, not really. Well, I think we're all the same, but
still learning.
Going at different paces and different intensities.
Yes.
And it's for everyone, for themselves, to gauge where they are. And it would be very difficult to understand someone else and where he is.
Because we're imperfect, no? We're not really in a position.
Because the most of what actually will be a gauging factor is all within. And that you don't have insight to. You don't know what is happening in each person. So you can't understand how he is progressing.
Okay, let's all presume that there's no gurus or no prophets in ashram schools as well. I think so. What about the youngsters? Do you see any special movement there? Because the generations are coming up. I mean, the evolution is going, And also the human, we are evolving somehow. And the generations which are born 2000 or 1990 and up, I found them different than those who were born in the 60s, 50s, 70s.
Yeah, even those younger than us, we find are very different from how we used to be then. There are big changes in over the span of very few years.
Do you sense any change of consciousness?
I don't know if I can say, but I think they're probably capable of a lot more, because we would think that we're going towards a place where people have a larger capacity, but it is in a different way. It's much harder to, because we see even our teachers, there's a certain sense of rigor, and they can keep at something for long and really see it to its logical end. And already with us it's less, and with the younger ones it's even less. It's, you know, this a shorter attention span. They need change a lot.
Okay, they need, that's one part.
They need.
What about the other capacities? Like,
I think that remains to be seen. I don't know if we can pass a judgment right away. And it's not for us also to pass a judgment.
Environmental awareness, or, you know, like also, I don't know, telepathy, telekinesis and stuff like that. Or other insights.
I don't know if that would be based on the generations. I think it's more based on the individual, if they are, something like environmental awareness.
But those are a bit different from what we kind of aim for there.
Yeah.
Those are it's more of a power that you might get once you're at a particular level. It's more about, it's like a tool that you acquire later. But it's not that's not the kind of, it's not what you're looking for. It's not you're not looking for the tool. It's, you're progressing in your own way, and whatever you gather while doing that is at your disposal, and you use it to your best.
Okay.
And those
are not ends in themselves at any rate.
Okay, I confused you a little bit, I think. No, it's fine. But I believe that you are, your environment was definitely much, much different than majority of the planets.
Yes.
Although there are some experimental schools and stuff like that, and alternatives, and it's getting more child friendly and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this in ashram already generation, and it's a special energy which is there, and also special energy which is in Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
So these are also two points, maybe the physical or spiritual points, which we should not neglect, no?
Yeah.
Somehow. Why is this one different to maybe some school in, I don't know, somewhere else? But I hope that, you know, I have a feeling that the planet is awakening, so
yeah.
Certain things will fall.
Yeah.
I will thank you so much, both of you, and I'm really looking forward to Wednesday
for the
performance. Thank you.
Priyanka, Vinay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.